figured it out
Hi,
yet.
are you?
Thank you for calling in the XPO today. This is Andrew. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Joseph from Home Depot Store 4285. I have a customer that did finally have successful delivery of a dishwasher. He did call back to try to schedule the installation, but he's been having much difficulty. And I do have the customer's phone number when you're ready.
Okay. You don't have your order number starting with 85, PO number?
The purchase order? Let's see.
Yes, yes. So I just got to put the store number in front of it and I can pull it up.
Oh, yes. It's 4285 and then it's 254459.
No, that's not it.
Oh, okay. Hold on one moment.
It's going to be 85. It's going to start with the last two digits of your store number.
I understand. Hold on a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the installation purchase order is 854-36-350.
Okay, that sounds like it. Hold on just a second. Let me pull up the system first.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you for that information. All right. Gracias, senor. Yeah, I took it in high school. I had to do it for an advanced diploma.
Nice. Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 4285. I took it a little in college too at Spring Hill, but I had no one to speak it with, so I lost.
I know what you mean. Yes.
Yeah.
Same here.
I said I'm gonna get that. They got that product where you can learn it in a few, like a week or two. So I said I'm gonna go ahead and get
right.
it and finish it up.
I think anything like that is a fib, though. But
yeah, that's what I was thinking, but since I had the only thing I had trouble with was conjugating the verbs, like to work and working, trabajando.
Right.
Yeah, that was my issue. Is it on the Vado material?
Correct. That's right.
What's your address on this?
Looks like 124 Samuel Avenue.
Yeah, it comes with the direction.
And that's Pawtucket, Rhode Island, 02860.
That's what I have. Do you have an email address for them? They make us ask for that, too, to just verify.
Sure. What's your email address? My first name.
The email is N as in Nancy, IVALDO.
That's N as in November.
That's it.
Oh, dot.
I can hear him.
N as
I can
in
hear
November.
Him. I can hear him. Yeah, that's what it is. At Gmail.
Okay. Yes.
That's it. Hold on just a second. Yeah, I could hear him talking. I didn't want you to have to repeat it since I could hear him. Okay. I can't reschedule him. I have to get a supervisor to open it. Once they put them in pending reschedule, I guess that's something, you know, it started like last year, the year before last, the little boxes on the side disappear. So I'm going to have to get a supervisor to open this for me. We can't reschedule. Yeah, we had to get supervisors to do it. Woo.
And what's funny, though, and this is where I'm confused, the customer wasn't able to schedule it because he never received the dishwasher. So it's really not a reschedule as much as it was a pending schedule.
Yeah, but that's all they have. They used to put it in unable to install and different things like that, but they only... If they can't install it, or like if they were scheduled before, or they, you know, try to come out there, that's what the tech has to put it in. And then, they have to open it up and reschedule. That's the only thing they put it in. If they were scheduling it, went past that date some kind of way. They have to get rescheduled at some point. So hold on just a second. Yeah, and then she ain't no product details on here at all. It's just the service details. All right. Let me get her to open this. I'll be right back, okay?
Thank you much.
What is it now?
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Me?
Yeah, we checked it. It's the same thing. No, I'm talking to my supervisor that's opening this.
Okay.
I'm sorry. she said, all right, she said March the 4th is the earliest date she can schedule it for.
All right, hold on a moment.
Sir, could March the 4th work for you? That's the earliest date they have. I know it's a long time. Yes, sir.
I can ask Tech's office if they can force schedule him for an earlier date if you want me to send them an email.
I'm sorry, you said you can ask the Tech what, please?
I can ask the Tech's office if they can schedule him for an earlier date. They can sometimes force schedule him in.
If you could ask, that would be
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, it won't hurt to ask. Hold on just a second.
Thank you. She's trying to get her.
All right. I'm going to ask them to call in. I won't be here to Tuesday, so I'm going to ask them to call in to an agent and ask the agent to contact the customer. Okay? And
okay.
Let them know.
We're going to set it for March 4th, and then they're going to call with potentially, hopefully, an earlier day.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
That works
if,
for me.
If they have one, they're going to be able to force schedule them, but it's completely up to the text office. Okay?
I understand.
Okay.
Did you need anything else from me or the customer?
I need you to stay on the line until I can get this email sent off, because if you hang up,
another
call
will
come in. Yeah, I won't
be
able to get it in here for you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not going anywhere. Take your time.
Give me 2 minutes or so to get this in here for you. I got to get all this information.
By all means.
Just a second.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Just hold on for 2 minutes for me. All right, 06FB FF66. This is order number on the house system. Monterio, Monteiro. All right. And this is in Rhode Island. R.I. Service rep, J-O-S-E-P-H, with the Home Depot store number 4285.
Oh, no, sir. Let's stand by just another moment. She's working on it. I don't want you to leave until I know for sure it's all taken care of, okay? So what she's doing now, she's going to set it for the 4th, but she's emailing the Tech now to call you to see if they can schedule an earlier day. The only thing that shows them on her side, her computer, is that 4th. But maybe the Tech knows something she does not know. Okay?
Yeah, they won't let us override the system, but the Techs can.
Right.
Yeah, they can do it. Because she has.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't override. If it's blocked out, we can't do it. But they can do it in their system and have send somebody out there if they force schedule him. All right. Let me copy this down. I just need to put in one more sentence and tell them, and tell them that I won't be in, that they need to call in.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, if I have an issue, I'll give you a call, but there's no issue. She's just doing the email. You're set for the 4th, so you're good. Okay?
Sorry for the wait. Good to see you. Sorry for the hassle. You too.
Okay, I'm done. I sent the email to them, and I won't be back till Tuesday. So I told them to call in and let an agent know. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And I put a copy of the you're welcome. I put a copy of the email I sent on the PO. So the next agent will know what's going on if you call back to check on it. Okay? I say call back Wednesday just to check on it.
Sounds good.
All right.
And thank you for your help. Your first name again?
I'm Angela. Anything else?
All set, Angela.
All right. Thank you for calling in to XPO. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What did you call XPO? As simple as that.
All set. Yep. We solved the mystery.
Never happened to me before.
Mm.